Welcome to Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal, with hosts Meredith DeFrancesco and Amy Brown. Today's show will be talking about Jim Hightower's New Chautauqua, a weekend of speakers and workshops addressing the influence of corporate power over many aspects of our daily life. But first, these updates. This weekend, the Penobscot Indian Nation will host the Main River's fourth annual fall conference titled Making Connections, Rivers and People. On Saturday the 15th, the day will open at 9 a.m. with introductory remarks and a river blessing. Chief Barry Dana of the Penobscot Indian Nation will be the welcoming speaker for a day of discussion about the importance of Maine's river systems. Morning workshops will be conducted by Angie Reed of the River Network, Ed Baum, author and fisheries consultant, Penobscot Indian elders, and other river groups. The, quote, biological and spiritual connections, end quote, will be explored through roundtable discussions, and participants will discuss their concerns and visions with the use of watershed maps. In the afternoon, there will be a series of workshops, including an Indian Island field trip to illuminate the Penobscot's connection to the river there, how to build strong and sustainable watershed groups, and an examination of case studies in enforcement in Maine. The latter will include International Paper Company's fining for water quality violations on Costigan Stream and Benton Falls Associates' fine for fish kill on the Sebasticook. The day will end with dinner and River Culture, River Community, a time for storytelling and music connected to rivers. Sunday the 19th, David Kuzner, as Water Resources Program Manager for the Penobscots, will lead an 11-mile canoe trip up the river to South Lincoln. Organizers write, quote, rivers connect us physically from headwaters to ocean and spiritually by helping us to define our sense of place. This conference brings people together to explore the important facets of these connections. The conference will be held at the Sauk Alexis Center at the Penobscot Indian Nation on Indian Island. There is a registration fee. For more information, you may call Betsy at 1-800-287-2345, extension 215, or go to www.mainrivers.org. The fourth annual Bangor Clean Clothes Fair, scheduled to happen this Saturday, is on hold pending final decision this evening. Speakers Michael Kavanaugh of the AFL-CIO, Daisy Pitkin of the Campaign for Labor Rights, and fired Fruit of the Loom sweatshop worker and activist from El Salvador, Francisca Sanchez, will all be unable to travel at this time. The Bangor Clean Clothes Campaign participated in the recent passage of Maine's groundbreaking anti-sweatshop purchasing law. They work with a number of local retailers who have expressed a commitment to asking questions of their suppliers and accumulating inventory that adheres to labor and human rights standards. Also on hold is the speaking tour of the fired Fruit of the Loom factory worker and labor lawyer Marlene Lopez de Hernandez, both from El Salvador. For more information, you can contact the Bangor Clean Clothes Campaign for when that might be rescheduled. And finally, this show is dedicated to longtime activist Mabel Dennison, who died unexpectedly last week. She touched the lives of many people in Maine. Mabel Dennison was involved in organizing the first of Jim Hightower's New Chautauqua. You will now hear the song Farron's Testimony.
There's godlike and warlike and strong-like on this some shore. And there's sad-like and mad-like and had-like we know. But by my life, the I spirit when it sings with me. And by my heart, the I woman, and by my eyes, the I open, and by my hands, the I hold. They say slowly brings the least chuck, but no matter how slow I walk, there are trees, empty spaces, and doors of locks. But by my life, the eye spirit, and by my heart, the eye woman, and by my eyes, the eye open, and by my hands, the eye hold. You young ones, you're the next ones, and I hope you choose it well. Though you try hard, you may fall prey to the jaded jewel. But by your spirit, and by your heart be you willing, and by your eyes be you open, and by your hands be you hold. There are waters hidden from us in the maze. We find them still. We'll take you to them. You take your young ones. May they take their own in turn. And by our lives be we spirit. And by our hearts we will, and by our eyes be we open, and by our hands be we hold.
One for the room.
And by our lives be we spirit, and by our hearts be we women, and by our eyes be we open, and by our hands be we hold.
On September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, the same weekend as the Common Ground Fair, Maine will host the first of Jim Hightower's New Chautauqua, a series of speakers and workshops addressing the increasing influence of corporate power over many aspects of our lives. Maine activist organizations and attendees will help set the language and conversation for a continuing tour by Jim Hightower. Hightower has left his daily radio program to focus on the New Chautauqua, bringing the model to different areas of the country where activist organizations can gather and discuss the influence of corporations and ways to address it. While the event was inadvertently scheduled at the same time as the Common Ground Fair, the two events, geographically close, hope to lend to each other. In fact, they will be sharing some of the same speakers. We spoke with David Kubiak from Big Medicine about the New Chautauqua in a phone interview 3 days ago. Big Medicine is a small research and education NGO in Kennebunkport focusing on the power of corporate influence. Here is that interview. We are speaking with David Kubiak of Big Medicine in Southern Maine and organizer of Jim Hightower's New Chautauqua. Welcome, David.
Very glad to be here.
Yes. So in response to the increasing power and influence of large corporations in society, you're bringing together a wide number of groups that are working on social justice and environmental issues locally, but also have their attention on the impacts of global trends. Can you tell us what the Chautauqua Nights are and what was the impetus for its creation?
Well, the overall event is sort of modeled on the old-fashioned Chautauquas that the populace held over 100 years ago. And it was in the days before mass media, that was the way people got their news and their stimulation and to a large degree their politics and enjoyment by coming together for 3 days and teaching each other stuff and talking about what was going on in the land. And that's sort of the model of what we're trying to do here. It's not just high-level political oratory, although it has plenty of that, but it's also a lot of brainstorming workshops where people can get together and discuss these ideas and what to do about them, and also a lot of music and driving rhythms from quite incredible people, including, I can give you a list later, but the idea is to have a more sort of sensual and civil gathering that addresses the issues that make us different from the corporations that have taken over our government, and the fact that we, you know, value things like family and community and sensuality and spirituality and just having a good time. So it's to bring people together from all different issue groups, as you said, whether they're working on peace and justice or the environment or education or the media. They all have their own specific crises they're dealing with most of the time, you know, and mm-hmm. their resources are usually badly stretched and they don't have time to take on other things. But there's a nagging understanding in everybody's mind these days that there's a common corporate denominator to about 80% of all our social and political problems. And as of last year, it became clear and articulated finally that we had suffered a literal coup d'etat. The Fortune 500, or more accurately, the Fortune 2000, now essentially direct all significant public policy. They control our media. They determine our educational system to a large degree and are privatizing it in bits and pieces. They are in command of probably 80% of public lands and the environment, and they also control the agencies that are supposed to oversee them. And they are determining our political and social agenda with the power that they have seized. And, you know, I mean, looking at George Bush, who is basically just fed, you know, a straight teleprompter stream from corporate headquarters. He's sort of like a hood ornament on the coup rather than, you know, a standalone politician. So we're trying to bring attention to the coup, and we're also trying to bring attention to the rather amazing fact that we do have the powers and history enough to confront it and essentially fight the fight that the populace fought back 100 years ago, but this time with the new technology and what we've learned in that time to, you know, be able to take back the government from these entities and restore a literal democracy that's ruled by human citizens rather than corporate citizens.
And now Maine is going to be the first of the Jim Hightower's new Chautauqua, and it's hope that it's going to carry on to other states and other communities?
Yeah. So far, I think a half a dozen have signed on, including Atlanta and Minneapolis and Seattle, Los Angeles and Austin. And so we're sort of the staging grounds for it and, you know, testing ideas and stuff. And then he's taking it national from January of next year.
Great. And again, wherever he goes, he'll be collecting or whichever. Obviously, there's many hands involved. But many groups will be gathered up in whichever area to discuss from their perspectives.
Yeah, and not just, you know, the usual suspect activist groups that all sign each other's petitions now, but since we are talking about a coup d'etat, we are talking about basic issues of sovereignty and ultimately even of patriotism, there's a large audience that spreads out on what we, you know, we normally call the right, not the corporate mm-hmm. right, but sort of the Yankee right. So you're not talking to a traditional constituency here. You're talking to people who have in some sense noticed a loss of control in their lives and a loss of control over their workplaces and a loss of control actually over their children's consciousness thanks to the media. and are concerned, and that's not really a left-right kind of issue. So it should bring together really fascinating new coalitions.
Mm. Can you give us an idea of some of the people who will be speaking and some of the workshops that will be going on, or
yeah,
what this will look like?
Well, a quick schedule rundown. The start off Friday night with a medley of workers' songs from the turn of the century, the populist era, by Ethan Miller and Full Circle, a wonderful women's a cappella group from Portland area. And then Richard Grossman, who's founder of programs on corporations, law, and democracy, will open up with a history and give us some context, like from the going all the way back to the founding of the country and how it's sort of the history of the corporate human confrontation and how we lost it over the years, and how they you know, surpassed us in power. And then Jim Hightower himself will address it and talk about the new populism and the incredible outpouring of energy that he's experienced over the last couple of years crossing the country that gave him not only courage but confidence for this new, you know, campaign he's launching out on. And then we have Full Circle again with Inanna, Sisters of Rhythm, who are the most incredible drum group that I've ever heard in America, and goes into Ronnie Duggar, who is founder of Alliance for Democracy and also an extraordinary populist orator. And he's going to talk about new forms of coalition building and what he calls a nonviolent paradigm for revolt. So, and then after... And finally, David Corton, who's the author of When Corporations Rule the World, and also an extraordinary speaker, mm-hmm. is going to talk about living economies and basically how you imagine and prepare for a post-corporate future and thus create it in the process. And that's largely what's going on at Common Ground Fair.
Mm-hmm.
People there are the non-corporate future, and it's an extraordinarily appropriate place to have these kind of conversations. But then the next day there's workshops in the morning on tech issues. We call it counter-coup tech. So there's counter-coup radio, which will be attended by Jim Hightower himself and Claire Holman, who does Big Talk out of Portland, and hopefully yourself.
Yes.
And Kathy Melio of the Grassroots Radio Coalition. And then, anyway, there's tech groups like that about radio, about direct action and street, how you use publicity, street publicity, and turn it to political ends. And Granny D, the 90-year-old woman who walked 3,000 miles across America last year for campaign finance reform, will also be leading that one. This happens in many areas. There's going to be, you know, audiovisual, video, and different categories. So there are those tech things. In the afternoon, there are issue group meetings that have to do with big corporate power versus consciousness, which talks about education and media, and big corporate power versus the environment, which talks about agriculture and the natural environment and corporate impact on it, and big corporate power versus labor and the across-the-board effects. And there'll be six of these, and wind up with big corporate power versus democracy.
And in each of these issue workshops, there'll be a number of groups from Maine who are actually working on these issues.
Precisely.
That we've probably been hearing about for years.
And they're going to be talking about their separate campaigns, but they're that's just the very brief intro. And after that, it's going to be how essentially corporations have taken over in that arena, and what are our remaining sources of power. I mean, what other vulnerabilities still, and where do we still retain any democratic discretion at this point? But there's positive answers to almost all these questions, thank God. So we're going into this, you know, very jazzed. But then, last schedule bit, Saturday night, then there's Carolyn Chute, the incredible novelist and co-founder of the Second Maine Militia up here, who will be speaking on bringing power back to the people, and also talking about trying to heal the breaches between the left and the right, the people who wave the flag and the people who tear it down and replace it with black ones, and trying to come to some accommodation with these two groups, given the direness of the circumstances. And then Granny D will speak about getting, essentially emasculating the corporations, politically emasculating them, so that they no longer have any input into any aspect of our electoral or legislative processes. And then finally, a gentleman from New York called Reverend Billy of the Stop Shopping Choir, who goes out and preaches Hell and Damnation on 42nd Street to people who buy sweatshop stuff at the Disney stores. He's also a professor of political theater at NYU and an extraordinary orator. And he's going to talk about the sacred power of community versus the evil powers of or the evil suction of corporate life.
And what groups have been working to actually organize the Jim Hightower, New Chautauqua, yourself, Big Medicine, and other groups?
Well, all the groups that are sponsoring are sort of signed on for a year of activity with this. I mean, this is the main thing. It's easy to get groups to lend their names to anything, you know, just sign a petition or whatever. But theoretically, these groups have all said, okay, we will go to this, we will decide on some common course that we think will help us all and reduce corporate power across the board, and we will work on that together next year. And it's an incredible selection of people, like the Second Maine Militia, an Alliance for Democracy, American Workers First, which is not a traditional lefty group, mm-hmm. the Bangor Clean Clothes Campaign, Center for Consensual Democracy, Forest Ecology Network, the Greater Portland Labor Council, the Maine Youth Campfire Collective, the Maine Green Independent Party, the Maine Indie Media Center, Maine Labor News, Maine People's Alliance, Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association, Native Forest Network, Pax Christi Maine, Peace Action Maine, PICA, Program on Corporations, Law, and Democracy, Veterans for Peace Maine, and Witness for Peace Maine.
And can you touch upon again the origin of the New Chautauqua, how it started? Was this essentially a joint-brained child with Jim Hightower? How did that work?
I've been talking with Jim about the Chautauqua idea in several contexts since the fall of 99, I guess. And he went out and talked to some of his friends at the national level, and they started to get renewed interest in the idea, and finally he decided that that was the best way he could start spending his next years, and he laid aside his daily radio program and has thrown himself heart and soul into this thing.
All groups involved with Maine's New Chautauqua have signed on for a year of working together around the ideas brought up at the September event. Kubiak says this is a come-one, come-all event, but is specifically designed for people who have been active in some sort of social betterment or environmental protection. New Chautauqua, he says, is not meant only, quote, to talk about how bad things are, but to focus on what the sources of the problem are, end quote. He says there are positive, proactive steps we can take.
There are some fascinating answers now, including, like, rewriting the corporate codes of all the states, and first of Maine. I mean, we literally still have that authority as citizens to rewrite the corporate DNA so that they don't just respond to profit maximization, that they actually have to take the environment, the communities in which they operate, the dignity of their employees and human rights into consideration when they make decisions. And we have the right to do that, to make those kinds of changes in the law. Mm-hmm. And we also have the right to take away illegitimate acquisitions that they have assumed, like the idea that they are persons and therefore are protected by the Constitution and have the right of free speech, and therefore, since speech in corporate terms is money, they can spend an unlimited amount of money to tell us what to think and how to vote and, you know, how to make public policy. All of those are totally illegitimate functions that they've assumed without our permission as a people, and that can be revoked. So there's a lot of places that PowerPoints that people really haven't looked at before that could basically make corporations much more docile and tractable beasts in our society. And that's what we're going to focus on.
Very good. And just one final thing, because I do have to leave the studio so the next person wants to come in. But we're going to dedicate the show to an and thank Mabel Dennison for all her energy and work. And I didn't know if you, one, had any words you wanted to say, but also could give us a sense of what she put into this event.
Well, Mabel was one of the early instigators, advocates, supporters. She got us together with Alliance for Democracy up here, and that, of course, helped bring in Ronnie Duggar, and she was there with organizational support, with advice, with even with funding, for Christ's sake. She was phenomenal, and she always had her eye just, you know, half a mile beyond where the normal grassroots group function. She was always looking for long-term stuff, and she, besides being personally one of the warmest, greatest earth mothers I've ever met, and she had a political precision and insight that was phenomenal, and she's going to be so sorely missed up here.
Yes, thank you very much.
Jim Hightower's new Chautauqua will be September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Unity Center for Performing Arts in downtown Unity. For more information on the event and the schedule, you can view the website www.newchautauqua, and Chautauqua is spelled chautauqua.net, or call David Kubiak at 967-2390. You've been listening to Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal. I'm Amy Brown.
And I'm Meredith DiFrancesco.
We'd like to thank Helen York for engineering, Andy Buckley for web support, and you for listening and acting. You can reach us here at the station or by emailing radioactivenews@hotmail.com. You can check out archived Radioactive programs on our website, www.freespeech.org/RAN, and at maine.indymedia.org. In the words of a wise woman, Judy DiFrancesco, who happens to be the mother of three other wise women, this is a time for us all to circle up and hold close the ones we love. We leave you today with John Lennon, Imagine.